scripture in Nehemiah 2 where it mentions Nehemiah was surveying he had surveyed the situation of Jerusalem when they came back from Babylon, from being in bondage, and he saw the distress. He saw Jerusalem lying waste and the gates burned with fire, and he said, "Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hand for this good work." I want us to think a little bit this morning about this good work. You know, when you build, you have a lot of dreams, don't you? You think about what it's going to be like. You plan your building out. You think about all those things. You think about the warmth that it's going to have. You try to build it so that it is warm and that it's inviting. I like to have a lot of windows because I love the sun shining in. I like the bright light. And you know, we're building our life, aren't we? Our life is being built, and we're putting things into our life, and it's turning out just like what we're putting into it, pretty much. And so I think about what it takes to build a structure to glorify God, what it takes to build a good work. And the Lord wants your life and mine to be a good work. I've seen a lot of lives that they weren't satisfied with their life, and I've seen several come down toward many years down the way and say, "I've wasted my life." And you know, that grieves me so much when I hear that. But there's a good work for you and me to do from where we are today. And there's a good thing, there's some things that we can build that God wants us to build. Last week we spoke about the very first part of building. A building project is to count the cost and to make the decision that I'm going to build. And that's once you get that decision made, then there's things just start coming into place and you start working at it. And I'm thinking this morning about the foundation. I went to a house, I saw a house not long ago that had a foundation that I've never seen anything quite like this, but I went to the side of the house and it was brick, and the brick was about half an inch out, halfway up, and the brick was just all falling out. And I don't know what maybe they didn't put brick ties in. I don't know what all the situation is, but the foundation was settling and it had cracks in it, and all the brick around a large part of the house, you could see, you know, how brick has jagged, where when it starts settling, the brick breaks down different where the brick is put together many times with mortar. And you see it and it cracks apart. And you know by looking at that there's something down below that isn't right. And you see those things. And I looked at the foundation. Like I said, I've never seen anything hardly like it. All along, horizontally, was cracks, lengthwise in the stem wall, the part that sits on the footing that holds the floor. And I had to think, I wonder what all's going on here. And I looked at the concrete, and it looked like it was made out of mortar or something like that instead of real concrete with plenty of rock and Portland cement and all that makes concrete what it is. I had to look at the whole situation and think, what a deal. The inside, the floor was just kind of waving here and there. And I looked at all of that and I thought, I wonder what this builder was like. I wonder what happened to bring all of this about. Was this house built on fill? Did they really not have anything solid under it, or was the foundation not put in correctly? And I took a look around the house, and I had to conclude, I think the builder did some things less than standard. And you know, I think about those things this morning, and I look at our life, and folks, God wants our life to be a good work. He wants His fingerprints to be all over our life. He wants our life to be something that is a blessing, not only to other people, but to us as well. He doesn't want us to live in shame and degraded conditions and all of those things. We can be poor and be rich. We don't have anything to be ashamed about if we're poor. We can be rich and we can be poor. We can have a structure that's all there, but it's all falling down. It's all cracking, and things aren't, after it doesn't matter so much for a while. But after a few years, it really matters. And then things really start to happen, and you begin to wonder why. Why did somebody cheat on $2,000 or $3,000 worth of stuff here or less, and the whole house is sitting on it? And so this morning I want us to consider some things about our foundation. Do you know that we don't have to put our foundation in? We just have to build on the foundation the Lord has already made. God has provided for you and me a foundation to build our house upon, to build our life upon, if we will build upon it. And it's not going anywhere. It's solid. It's more solid than a rock. The Lord made the rocks. And that's what we're building on this morning. And I want to encourage us to look to our foundation. Put it in right. Put it in a way that when we get 30 years down the way, we're not looking at something that has fallen all apart and everything is becoming unsafe. It's becoming a problem. It's devaluing the property and all of those things. We're not looking at that. And so this morning, I want to look at a few scriptures. 1 Corinthians 3 and 10. The Lord gave us some words about the foundation. He says, starting in 9, it says, "For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building." Now, I want us to recognize God made us. We did not make ourselves, but He made us. And we are the work of His hands. And He would like to take our life from now and let our whole life be the work of His hands. But that has to be something we allow Him to do. "According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder," Paul says, "I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." The foundation is already laid. But we can go and we can build our foundation. We can build our house on the sand. We can build our house on a lot of things besides the Lord Jesus Christ and His precepts and His ways and upon an experience with the Lord. And that's where He wants us to have our life this morning. You know, I was thinking about the scriptures over in John, the first chapter, the Gospel of John. And it says here, 1-4 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." Now, who is that talking about? Is it not speaking of Jesus Christ? And it says that He was in the beginning with God. He wasn't made by God as a figment of the world's situation. He was there before the foundation of the world. It says, "The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." You know, this morning, the Lord Jesus, in Him, it says, is life. Now, our house is a life, isn't it? Our house is our life. And it says, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. Now, the Lord is wanting our house to be built by the Lord, as he wants to be the one that his fingerprints are all over it. And I will tell you, that's something that will endure until he comes again. It's something that will produce some good things in our lives too, folks. And so this morning, I just think about the foundation. Jesus himself being the foundation. And we don't have to lay it. He's already laid it. We just have to build on it. And so verse 9 says, that was the true light, which lighteth every man which cometh into the world. I just want to ask us this morning, is your life lit by Jesus this morning? Does the Lord, is he in your life this morning? I will tell you, it's far more than a fear of the future that I see. I see God's work, his amazing hands that he builds things with, the amazing things he does. Folks, he wants to build our lives. He has a plan for our lives. And he wants us, but the only way that it will work, sometimes people try to build their lives on the principles of Jesus without ever really going to Jesus. It's sort of a humanistic thing. We know that it works in business to be nice to people. And so we're kind to people in business. We're respectful to people. Well, do you know where that came from? Did it come from the devil? Didn't come from the devil, did it? Came from the Lord. Those very things of Christ that we build our life upon, those are the things that will hold us all through life and into eternity this morning. I think about the scripture, we're all so familiar with it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Do you know that this building that the Lord wants to build in your life and mine is something that he wants to put in it everlasting life? It's not a dry set of rules. It's not just some things that work. It's the Lord himself. It's his very spirit that he wants to put in our life. And he wants us to build our life upon that kind of foundation, upon the very things of the Lord himself. I thought about the scripture. Well, I'll finish this here. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There it is. There is our foundation. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We repent of our sins. We repent. We turn away from them. We don't say that the grace of God has saved me and now I'm a sinner saved by grace. We say, God has saved me from sin by his grace this morning. Do we know that he wants our life to be built upon that? That we have repented from what we were. That we have changed directions. That we have confessed to the Lord, I'm changing directions. It's not a set of words. The thief on the cross just simply said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the Lord heard the cry of his heart. And he said, today you'll be with me in paradise. That was the foundation that the Lord wanted to put under that thief. And it carried him over into eternity that same day. Isn't that wonderful this morning? How that the Lord wants to be the foundation for our life. Oh, how he wants. But he didn't stop there. He said, repent and be baptized. And he said, you shall receive the... That's in Acts 2. I didn't write that in my notes, but I think about... Then Peter said unto them, 2:38, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We know those are distinct works. Where we repent, we're baptized. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, and the Holy Spirit comes into our life. I want to tell you something. That Holy Spirit will be a guide to us. It'll be a check to us. It'll be a foundation for us. When we start building our building and things start going up and we start deciding who we are and what we're going to be and how we're going to live our life, I want to tell you, if we're on this foundation, the Holy Spirit is going to be right there with us, isn't He? He's going to be directing us. He's going to be teaching us. He's going to be helping us put things into that building that will last into eternity. And so I want to encourage us this morning, the foundation, build it right. Get it all the way right. Get the foundation in, and we can build a life to glorify God. And it won't sag away. There won't be a time that the Lord says, you never finished building on the foundation. Half of your house is on the dirt. You know, the Lord wants us to build on the foundation this morning. And I want to encourage us. I think about how that the Lord came to light the world with love. Do you know that's who He is? He wants us to build on that. Now we begin to come into situations. We begin to come into life. And we have to build our house. I want to talk later, Lord willing, about building. And about how we build our life. And how we live. And what it is, because we're talking about a life. We're not talking about a dead stone or a dead set of rules. We're talking about our life and who we are and how things begin to happen. I want to tell you what we're building on. The Lord Jesus, God, is love. That's who He is. And that's what we're building on. And our building has to be built like that. Has to be built out of His love. Has to be built on His love. Our reactions, our life, has to be full of His love. And do you know what? When somebody's life is full of God's love, I want to tell you something. They're pleasant to be around. They're just nice to be around. It's warm. It changes the world. You hear darkness. You hear stories. You see sad people on every hand. And then you run across this one that's full of God's love. Now I want to tell you, that's a contrast. And how the Lord wants our life to be like that. We'll come to some of those things later. But the Lord, He is full of hope. You know that this morning? You know that we're never out of hope? Because we are built on hope itself. Our very foundation is hope. How could we ever be out of hope? Do you know that He's full of care? Do you know that the Lord Jesus is full of honesty? Do you know that He wants us to build our house? And as I say, we'll talk later about building. But I'm thinking about the Lord this morning. And how He wants us to build on Him. On who He is. Everything in our life built upon those very precepts. Built upon honesty. The way we deal with one another. We say something and the Lord pricks us. Now hang on here. Maybe you need to think about that a minute. You know what? Yeah, us. We have to be honest with ourselves, don't we? And sometimes we have to say, you know what? I think I better go make a trip back. Make that correct something here. That's honesty. And so the devil would like to say, well, no man can be honest. You know, it's a dog-eat-dog world and all of these things. Folks, listen, we're building on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our foundation this morning. And so responsible men and women. He is strong like no other strength. As we said a while ago, He made the rocks. He made the immovable things. He made the things that you set your clocks by. We can set our clock by the, however they do it, by the stars or whatever they do. And it's to the millisecond, isn't it? It's amazing how God did all those things. And do you know that we're building on Him? Now He's perfect. And we make a lot of human errors, don't we? But I will tell you something. Those errors do not have to overcome us and turn us into the life of sin this morning. He is unmovable, the same yesterday and today and forever. He's a comfort. His words are the path of life. Folks, what are we building our life on today? I will tell you what is happening to our United States today. They are building their philosophies, their ideas on the ideas of man. And what they are turning back to, and this is not any, I'm not trying to get political, but what they are turning back to is ideas of man that doesn't work many times. And so we see the ideas, we used to call it communism, now they call it other things. But you know what? It's a philosophy, and folks, we have to understand these things. It's a philosophy built by humanism. It's not built upon the foundation. Therefore is the error. There comes the error. And so a few years down the road, we find out, well, why are all of these people then, why are they all poor and this great leader is rich and all of these things happen this way? What is happening? Human philosophy. It'll work for everybody. Everybody can be on the same level. Folks, listen, if we'll build on the Lord and His philosophies, we will prosper. We'll prosper in our life. We'll prosper in our soul. We'll prosper in our home. We'll prosper in our congregation. And I believe the Lord wants us to do that. It is when we get off the foundation. It's when we begin to build things of wood and hay and stubble. We'll talk about that another time, Lord willing. His words are the path of life, and it's safe to build life upon, a life upon. It's safe. God's, I don't want to call it philosophy, but His ideas, His ideals, the things that He teaches this morning. So we just want to think about some of those things this morning. We can count on the Lord. He'll be there when we're not. I want to think now a little bit about setting our hope and our trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. We just ask the Lord to help us this morning, folks, to have some things that will build our life and that will give us more than good habits. It'll give us life itself. Life from the Lord. We read here in Proverbs 3 and 5, and it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Oh, what a treasure. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Look to Him for the answers. Look to Him first. Look to Him only. Look to the Lord. He says here, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Do you know when we believe our own understanding over the Word of God? People do it all the time. Whole religions are built outside this Word. And so, will they take us to heaven? No, they won't. It is only on the Lord Jesus that we will go to heaven this morning. And so, I know the Lord deals with people that don't know as they are. I leave that to Him, and I believe He's just. But it goes on to say, and lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Do you know that when we do this, we start building our life, we're acknowledging God. We're not taking our way over His way. We're not pushing for our agenda. We are actually just saying, Lord, show me Your way. That's all I want to know. I just want to know Your way. I just want to know Your thoughts. I want You to reveal to me Your thoughts and Your ways. And so when we do that, I believe we begin to move in the right direction. We begin to build something that's not going to settle away. We can build on a lot of the Word of God, and a lot of folks do it. But underneath is all of that, whatever they're building on. We'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. But when we settle our life on Him, our mind on Him, our trust in Him, we look to God. Lord, have mercy again today. I need Your grace today that I can be kind and gentle, that my words can be fruitful words, that I can deal with people honestly today. I need Your grace today. Do you know, when we draw from Him, it works then. But when we in our own mind just decide what we're going to do, folks, we can't always do it. It takes the Lord today. And so we build upon the Lord, upon our constant leaning upon Him. He is our foundation. He is the one that we look to. We start making decisions, and what do we look to? The Lord. What do we look to when we need help? The Lord. What do we look to? We always are. He's our foundation, isn't He? Our trust, our spiritual counselor, direction from Him. Do you know that those are things that we don't know as people what is best many times? Given the situation, one person would take one path and another would take another. And the Lord says, this is the way. Walk ye in it. And He gives us a clear path to follow. It's not always easy to know, but we seek Him. We get close to Him. It's part of our life. Our direction, our spiritual and moral convictions come from His Word. Do you know that it's not just in my mind? Because what I found is that people that are smarter than me don't know that marriage must be between a man and a woman for life only. Do you know that that comes from the Word of God? We settle our convictions on that. We settle our nation on that, our homes on that, and that makes it prosper. There's something about a father and a mother that makes children come up, and every study going will tell you they come out more balanced like that. They come out with less issues. Folks, the Lord has a way that is awesome if we'll all take it this morning. A life of faith and trust and strength in God. Do you know that it is in the human that we don't want to have faith and trust in God? We want to make sure all our bases are forever covered, that we never feel any weakness at all. And God says, I want you to do my will, and I'll take care of you. And of course, we do the best we can to set things in order in our life so that when we get a little older, hopefully, we will be able to fare well enough. We try to do that, but the first and foremost, we settle it on the Lord, don't we? And so this morning, the Lord, help us to settle our lives on Him. Oh, I want to tell you something. God wants to fill our lives. He wants to bless our lives. He wants there to be rivers of water that come out of our lives. The Scripture says, in fact, Jesus said it shall be that way. And so this morning, we just need the Lord, don't we? It's pretty simple, really. Psalms 119 and 89. It's a lot of wonderful scriptures in 119 of Psalms. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. Do you know it's not going to change when we get to the judgment? His word is settled in heaven, it says. And do you know that when it's settled in heaven and we live with it here, it's safe to take us on over there? So we want that, don't we? Verse 90, go on. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. You know, when I look back through history, and I see that all through the many centuries, there were men and women that gave themselves to God. We call them pillars of faith many times. We see in Hebrews a whole list of them, and we find that this morning. People that have settled their lives on the Lord. And then we are awed by their testimonies. We're awed by how God worked in their life. Do you know that that's just simply because they set their life on God? I want to encourage us this morning, that's not unusual in God's kingdom. It's the way it is. And I believe if we'll settle ourselves upon the Lord and upon Him only, I will tell you, our life will look a little bit like that too by the time you get to the end of the way. There'll be a whole list of things that God did in every one of our lives. It's not partial to one or two. But when we give ourselves to the Lord, folks start talking to some of these old pillars around here. Ask them what they've seen. Ask them to give you some of their stories. And I want to tell you, it'd be pretty shocking when you sit and listen for a few minutes. And I thank God for that this morning. Matthew 16 and 15. Listen to this. He saith unto them, well, Jesus had asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? Who do men say that I am? And they said, some say you're John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Verse 15, he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? He wanted to go a little deeper. I want to know what you all think. Who do you think I am? This was his disciples. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ. You're the Messiah. You're the one that Moses spoke of that was going to come as a deliverer and as a judge, like unto him. I may be quoting more than one place there, but this is the one. And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You know, Peter had something revealed to his heart that when everybody else went away, he wasn't going. He knew this was the Christ. He knew this is where I've got to build my life. And that's where Peter built his life. Peter even failed. We all know that, don't we? But I will tell you something Peter had revealed to his heart. This was the Christ, and I'm not building on any other. And so this morning, the Lord wants us to build our lives upon the foundation of Jesus Christ that gave himself for us and loved us and poured out his blood for us so that we might be saved and build a life that glorifies God. Do you know that he wants your life to glorify God? He wants you to be an honest person. He wants you to be a whole person. He wants you to be a clean person. He wants godly words to come out of your mouth. Well, when we're not saved, we don't even see how that could happen. But I will tell you, when God starts working with us and we found ourselves upon the Lord, things change, doesn't it? So we thank God for that this morning. Peter got a vision that this was the Son of God, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. Simon, God's revealed something to you. There's something more here than what you read. There's something happened in here. He had something revealed in his soul. Do you know this morning, God wants us to get up close enough to him until he begins to reveal some things to us. You know what Peter was doing? He was following the Lord around. That's what he was doing. And he became convinced. But many times, we don't want to follow the Lord around. We just want the Lord to do some major something in our life so we don't have to work out. We don't have to try. I will tell you, God wants to work in our life this morning, and we're going to have to follow him around where he is, where he works, where he does. That's where God wants us to be this morning. This is a place he wants us to be sometimes. Sundays, Wednesdays, he wants us to be there, doesn't he? And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock. And the scriptures are very, very clear what that rock is. Read it in Peter in different places. It speaks of Jesus being the rock. And he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it? That's what it says. Now when we build our life on this, on that rock, the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. What a blessing this morning that we have in the Lord. I want us to think a little bit, just for a minute, about some of the things that we can build our life on. Paul the Apostle built his life on the works of the law. And you read in the 7th chapter of Romans how miserably he failed. Because he had a lot of good rules, but he didn't have the grace of God within. And so Paul had to come to a realization that I'm trusting in something besides the Lord. Now, you know, I know this morning the devil takes this and twists this all kinds of ways. But I will tell you, our salvation comes from God. It comes from humbling ourselves to the Lord and finding life in Him, eating from His Word, allowing Him to speak to our hearts this morning. And folks, I just want us to know, I'm not preaching as if none of us know that, but I know a number of us know that this morning. I love the camp of the saints. I love the congregation. But you know what? The Lord wants any of us here that any of this is for to just take it and eat it and realize what foundation is laid for our life and what is there that God is wanting you and I to build upon. It's not weak. It's forever settled in the heavens, in heaven. It is forever settled. It's not gonna sag away like the house I saw the other day. You know, it says, well, I think about the works of the law. That is man's way. And a lot of times humanists today, as we already said, they build their life upon philosophies that many times have a lot of good in it. It's not all bad. There's a lot of good ideas and good things. It's just not built on the Lord, and it don't work. It don't work when it comes to building a spiritual house to meet God with. And so we build our life upon a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, upon obeying His commandments, all of them. That's the word of the Lord this morning. And when we build our life upon that, then we do not have something that's going to sag away. We have something we can build on. We can build anything we want upon it. And it's going to stand this morning. Our own self-righteousness. Sometimes people do that. There was a man in the Bible that went down to pray. And there was another man that went down to pray. And one of them was just telling all, oh, I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like this man over here. And he had all of these things in his mind. Do you know that God, maybe a bunch of them were right, but God had no smell in that prayer. But he heard the prayer of that sinner over there that said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need you to help me. And he heard that. Do you know we can build our life on self-righteousness and not have a real experience with the Lord? I just want to encourage us this morning to follow after God. Build our life upon a real experience with the Lord Jesus. Build our life upon the foundational principles that He's told us and upon His Word and upon the Spirit of God living in our life. Seek Him until we find that. Seek Him. Humble ourselves. Give ourselves to Him and to His life and to His work. And what we'll find is that's who He wants to come in and possess. He wants to come into that kind of a life this morning. Some people build their lives on false religious systems. When you really consider the Word of the Lord and the holiness of God and that we're to be like Him, and there's nothing of that sort at all in those religions. Do you know that's a false thing? That's a crumbling foundation that we can never meet God in peace with? They build their life on that. Some people build their life on things going my way. Everything's going my way. I'm blessed beyond measure. I want to tell you something. That's not a safe measure to build our life on. Sometimes, like the man that laid at the gate of Lazarus with sores and poor and not enough to eat, he went to heaven, didn't he? I want to tell you something this morning. These things are not safe to build our life upon. But the Lord Jesus Christ, a personal experience with Him, that is safe to build our life on. The Lord Jesus, His teachings on obedience to the Lord, faith, repentance, baptism, and sanctification. The Lord wants us to build our life upon that this morning. We're running out of time, so I'm not going to maybe give all the scriptures I had. But I want us to recognize the scriptures in 1 Peter 2, where it says, 1 Peter 2 and 1, It says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. This is where we start with God. And this is where we begin to build and work and live. And it says here, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Do you know that men, the smartest minds in the world, many times disallow God? They disallow this. And yet we find, it says here, that he's a living stone. This isn't a dry set of rules, folks. This is life. In him was life. And the life in Jesus Christ was the light of men. The life of Jesus Christ that he wants to put in us. And he wants it to live in us. And he wants us to know him and draw close to him. That life becomes the light of our life. And our life begins to be built upon that this morning. Oh, how the Lord longs to build our lives upon that stone. How he longs to give us good things. Where does all the evil things come from? Does it come from the Lord? It comes from the devil. And will we serve the devil? And will we think that he's going to be good to us? Folks, we build our life on the Lord Jesus Christ. It won't fail us in time to come. We read on, and it says, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also, listen to this, he's not the only thing living, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Do you know that our life is not going to come to naught if we really build on the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, I want to encourage every one of us this morning, build our lives upon a live experience with the Lord. Build our lives upon his teachings, upon his principles, upon the things that he has given us. I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. There unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. He's the head of the corner, folks, whether we like it or not. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. That's to the disobedient. It'll be offensive. The ways of God. They say, well, you're frowning on me. You're criticizing me. And you're not doing anything but living for God. And trying to show kindness. But that's the way it works, folks. It's a stone of stumbling to the disobedient. But oh, to those that live for the Lord, he is precious this morning. I want to think about a few other places here, if we can, just for a few minutes. Luke 6 and 47. This is very important here that the Lord gives us. Gives us a little view into the mind of God. Luke 6 and 47 to 49 says, whosoever cometh to me, this is Jesus speaking, and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Doesn't it behoove us to know his teachings then? If it is that important, And he said, whoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, doesn't it behoove us to hear and do then? But he says, he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. I will tell you, the test of years will come. They'll come to all of us, folks. They will test our mettle. They will test our life. And God help us to be able to make it. By His grace we can. Always we can. I believe that. But we have to be built on a foundation that's not going to fail us. If it's a foundation of our own works, if it's a foundation of good principles, but not life in God, it won't hold us in the evil day. We must be built upon the Lord Jesus. God, help us this morning. Build our lives upon Him. Lord, help us to hear Your voice. Help us to understand Your sayings. If His sayings are that important, then shouldn't we study to show ourselves approved unto God? Shouldn't we, instead of the lie of Satan that says, you believed one time in your life, you're okay. Instead of believing that, should we not search out His principles? Should we not study to show ourselves approved unto God? A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Oh, how the Lord wants to do that for us this morning. 1 Timothy 4:16, I'm going to quote some of these quickly. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine or the teachings. Take heed unto those. Continue in them. For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Do you know these things are important? The teachings of the Lord? It's important. It's important for us to study to show ourselves approved. It's important for us. I know that word has more than one way it's meaning there, but I believe part of it is we need to actually study. Find out what God wants us to do. Find out His Word. Spend some time in the Word. Will we say, I don't understand it? I've heard that said many, many times. Folks, a lot of times I haven't understood it either. But you know what? We begin to study. And we begin to ask that living God, through that life vine that's in us, to reveal some things to us. And maybe we have to hear. Maybe we have to go get some help. I've done it many times, too. Folks, we want to understand God's mind and His thoughts. And oh, how He will give it to us. It's on this foundation, folks. One more place, I suppose, or two here. The Scripture says, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. Blessed art Thou, O Lord, teach me Thy statutes. We know that's Psalms 119 and 11 to 12. And we find in James 1, maybe we'll finish with that, James 1 and 22. Says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Do you know this morning, the Lord is wanting us to know His Word and understand it. We learn all our life, don't we? We have more understanding all the time. But He wants us to study to show ourselves approved. He wants us to walk in the understanding we have and walk in holiness and truth and life. He goes on to say, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, speaking of a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So we thank God this morning. that we don't have to have the foundation. We don't have to lay the foundation. The Lord's already done that. He just wants us to build on it. He wants us to build on His precepts and on His words, the things He teaches. And maybe we'll talk about some of those things at another time. But the Lord wants us to build a life that our house, our living house, glorifies God. This clay, this is His house. This is His temple. This is where He dwells. And He wants us to glorify Him this morning. God bless each one of us today to search Him out. Don't stop and say, I don't understand. I don't know the Lord. I wish I did. Don't let that be the case. We can know the Lord this morning. Amen.